service because that's just the way he is. He's a really great, gregarious guy. How can I help you? And he finds people that do the same type of approach with customers. You're welcomed, and they go to extraordinary lengths to help you achieve whatever flooring dream you walked in the door with. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's. You can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, by the way. And they have their own teams of installers. So from the moment you walk in to the moment you're standing, arms folded proudly across your bosom, admiring a beautiful new floor, it's all Georgia Floors Direct.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Accident, I-65 northbound. This is gonna...
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit Crosby Electric. Electric.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. Troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
And now a star is born. On April 22nd, 1937, the world welcomed little baby Jack Nicholson.
Is it a boy or a girl?
You can't handle the truth. It's a boy. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump criminal trial will resume Tuesday in New York after the trial was adjourned early today. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga voting to unionize under the United Auto Workers in a landslide election. Next up, workers at Mercedes factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, will be voting on UAW representation in May. Wall Street finished higher following a three-week losing streak. Truist Financial rose after reporting stronger profit than expected. That helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. The Dow up 253 points today, the NASDAQ gained 169, and the S&P 500 added 43 points. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
And now, as an Earth Day public service, David Blackman and I present this advice on keeping a better planet.
When environmentalists demand immediate action to stop global warming, we're told, don't hold your breath. But new research shows that holding our breath is the solution. Human breathing is a significant contributor to climate change. With every breath you take, you emit dangerous carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. It's time to save the planet by saving our breath. And so we implore all human beings to stop breathing right now. If we don't, we're all going to die. So shut your mouths and plug your noses and lower your carbon lung print. The results will be breathtaking.
Thank you very much. All right. I have promised to hold my breath now for the rest of the show to do my bit to save our planet. Our blogger buddy from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain, David Blackman, is on with us.
Hey, we laugh about that, but that's a real thing, Greg. There was a study at Leeds University conducted by Leeds University researchers last fall that found that humans exhaling accounts for 1% of the UK's carbon emissions. So it's okay to inhale, folks, but remember, exhaling is the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's very hard to do a show that way. So the show sounds like we're doing doobies all afternoon. I love it. You know, sometimes I think that, and I've said this, and I really don't wish harm on anybody, but especially with the issue of illegal immigrants. The Lake and Riley story, sadly, I think it's going to take something like that to happen to a prominent politician in a situation that cannot be ignored before it ever gets addressed. And in kind of tune with that, with the crime problem, you know, it's known here. I remember in Chicago, Mayor Daley, you know, his house was real close to, as our former president said, whoa, Kaminsky Park. Comiskey Park, there was always, it was, you always look for it. There was a blue and white at the end of the alley behind the Daily House. I believe it's still there, too. They still get protection. But apparently the and I had not heard the story of the Los Angeles mayor's house was broken into by robbers.
Just last week, her home was broken into. Karen Bass is the Los Angeles mayor. She is the daughter of a former leader of the Black Panthers, a 60s radical.
Oh, God.
Because, of course, she is, you know, and she's a communist just like every other Democrat in California. Her home was broken into at 6:40 a.m. An individual smashed a window to break into the home in a pretty high-dollar part of Los Angeles, as you can imagine. They apprehended the suspect without incident. And no word if he's already been let out with no bail by the communist district attorney, George Gascon, who is, of course, funded by George Soros.
Right.
And so Karen Bass is just getting a taste of what it's like, you know, what everybody else is experiencing in her city.
You would hope, you would think, but I do think measures will be taken to protect her a little bit better, but the rest of L.A., you're still kind of on your own in the Sure. house.
I mean, I'm sure she already has police protection around the clock, as the mayor, as any mayor of Los Angeles should. There's no, should be no complaint about that. We don't have any more details than that right now. No real word on how this intruder got past whatever police protection she does have and other security in her home. And, you know, this is what happens to people who live in Los Angeles. It's just kind of expected, you know, people expect their cars to be broken into on a regular basis, their cars to be stolen. You know, they expect to be robbed periodically. It's just life in a city in California.
Unfortunately. And yeah. Why the citizens are, again, now we saw at least a sneak preview here after that Atlanta highway incident with the woman being paralyzed. But the answer from our mayor is we're going to have a summit meeting with Selma.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to do, because criminals are always impressed when the mayors of two cities that have major issues get together to solve their own problems. That's what, you know, we should expect. But ultimately, we're going to get what we deserve unless we demand better. And by demand, I don't mean an angry letter. We have to show up in mass and make it clear this crap's got to end, and it's got to end soon.
You know, there's an easy solution to all of this, and that's to stop voting for Democrats.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
That is the solution to every bit of this.
It is. I don't understand. I'm looking at one headline after another in the news that underscores how awful, how destructive the Biden administration has been for the average American citizen. Yet I'm still looking at polls that say he's got a good chance to win. I really, really cannot believe that. I can't believe that we're that stupid, or that Trump derangement syndrome is at a level where people hate him enough to vote the termination of the republic just to make him go away. I can't believe it.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel about that. I still believe that the Republicans could have dominated Ron DeSantis and Biden would have had virtually no chance of being reelected.
Sure.
Instead, we decided to nominate Trump again, and we all have to support Trump because he's the only alternative to Biden, basically. But Trump is a very polarizing figure who half the people in this country would never vote for under any circumstances. And so that leaves you with only a very narrow window of hope to get unseat this very worst president by far in the history of this country.
We have a call. Sparky is on the line. You're on with David Blackman, Sparky, at 414.
You guys are terrific.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, they talk about carbon dioxide. What about the other thing? All the trees we cut down. That's the other end of it. You know, that's the good side, the photosynthesis that comes out of that.
Right.
But you never hear about that. And we keep letting more and more people into this country. And we keep building and building and cutting and cutting. I don't know. It's just so
funny. Well, and we're doing a lot of that to put up wind farms and solar arrays, right? So, I mean, as time goes on, folks, our country's going to get filled up with solar arrays. They're going to plop those down everywhere they can. If they have to cut down 100,000 trees to do it, they'll cut down 100,000 trees to do it. And the federal government is subsidizing every bit of it through the Inflation Reduction Act. And, you know, if you don't vote to stop this madness will not stop.
I only get one vote, unfortunately.
We all do. We all do. And that's right. And there may just be too many votes for us to overcome them.
Turnout's going to be so critical. Thank you very much for the call, Sparky. When we come back, maybe our leader, our fearless leader, David Blatt, can help us understand why Republicans are just so weak-kneed when it comes to standing up for stuff. The Democrats, it doesn't matter what stop on Crazy Town their train is pulling into. They're all there. They're all there. When Republicans need to get behind one idea, it's impossible. It's one reason why we keep losing, I think. That is something we'll discuss next in the potential change, or at least the call for a new Speaker of the House. Why not give the job to Donald Trump? I mean, that would get something done out of the box. We'll come back to that. And by the way, since it is Earth Day, we want to make sure we cover all the pertinent topics. You'll be happy to know that climate change is homophobic. You heard that correctly. Climate change is homophobic. They personify their issues when they can't make sense out of them. All of that's coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Brant McDonald will join us at 4:30. Remember, Brant and Invista Advisors, the place you want to sit down and talk to in these crazy financial times, all the uncertainty. Do the best you can to protect the money you make and even grow it. It can be done. Go ask questions. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. You're going to walk out the room smarter for the time you invested in a visit to Brant McDonald and the Brain Trusted Invista Advisors. 387-0094 is the number. 417.
Well, it's that time of the day that we are just very busy everywhere, especially East Boulevard, East South Boulevard around Baptist, and we still got some crash vehicles on I-65 northbound, a pickup truck 18-wheeler off on the right side of the road near Fairview Avenue. If you're coming up from the Southwest Boulevard, you should see those there, but all lanes are open. We also have an accident corner of South Court and West Patton. That's going to be right near that Liberty Gas and Food Shop. Please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKinnon Toyota needs used vehicles, and they'll make you an offer right on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our way below normal temperatures continue, at least for now, with improvement later in the week. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially by afternoon. Comfortable, high 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here are some Earth Day tips. Remember to turn off the water while brushing your tooth. Donate to causes that protect our natural resources, like rivers, forests, and the Kardashians. Only flush the toilet once, twice if cops are at the door and you have a lot of drugs. And avoid wasting packaging by only ordering Taylor Swift's new album on vinyl, or cassette, or compact disc, or anthology, but not all four. Oh, what the heck, screw it, order all four. Hashtag Swifty for life.
Hey, when is your Taylor Swift CD arriving in the mail, David?
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's great. I could buy one and give it to my granddaughters.
There you go.
They probably love it.
You know, we didn't discuss the story, but we had it on the show. I think it was Friday. There was at least one university already offering American University, offering a program in Swiftonomics. They're actually studying the impact of her concert tour and album on the economy in different levels.
Well, you know, she is the one artist working today for whom that actually might be relevant, right? I mean, she is a social phenomenon unlike anything else we've seen in recent decades.
Yes, and phenomenon is the correct word. Having spent some time in the music business myself, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you 30 or 40,000 times in the time I've known you, but I used to work with Styx.
Styx!
The band Styx. And I think there's value to understanding how one individual can create this incredible ripple of, you know, benefits to various ancillary. Wow, I am using big words today. I don't
know. Man, four syllable words. Yeah. Golly.
Yes. Ancillary businesses that benefit by her success. As an interesting thing to look at, but I don't know if I'm going to put that on a resume to get a job of.
Yeah.
Anything significant. Anyway, digressing, getting a little off topic here today. Let's go back to the Republicans who are just so consistently inept. I know about
yes, they are.
Why? I thought there was some hope with Johnson that maybe we could stop some of this insane spending. This is, you know, these blank checks to Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else that we're funding that's stupid, that's not even in the Constitution or anything else. We just got to do it. Re-establishing the FISA court. You know, right after 9/11, I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. We should be able to find these terrorists any way we need to. And, of course, the biggest terrorist they caught with that system was Donald Trump.
right.
And nobody held accountable for that either, David.
No, nobody's accountable for it. I think Tucker Carlson, you may have seen, I posted his interview with Joe Rogan on my blog yesterday and included a transcript of a couple of minutes of it where Carlson talks about the fact that Republicans and Democrats both are really just members of Congress in general are scared to death of the intelligence community. And we have to remember, we have to keep in mind that much of what we're doing over there in Ukraine is and has been for a decade now covering up the footprints of a massive CIA operation in Ukraine. Okay, that's been going on for a long time. The intelligence community doesn't want it all to become revealed to the public, and the intel community is working hand in glove with the Pentagon on the conduct of this shadow war. We have a proxy war. We're fighting in Ukraine with Russia. And So, you know, Tucker says, well, I mean, they're scared to death. They're going to be blackmailed. They're going to have CIA's going to put kiddie porn on their computers.
Yeah.
And I think everyone knows they have the power to do that to anyone they want to do it to.
Sure.
And so they're scared to death to go against the intelligence community on major issues like this. There's no possible constitutional justification for sending more money to Ukraine than we're spending on funding the United States Marine Corps this year. Okay?
Wow.
The Marine Corps budget is less than the $61 billion, the whole budget for the Marine Corps, than the $61 billion Congress approved to send to Ukraine over the weekend. And most of that money is just going to be unaccounted for. It's going to be lost. It's going to go into a black hole. A lot of it's going to come back to the United States in the form of bribes and kickbacks, and we all know that. And, Speaker Johnson, when he got the job, said he was going to oppose continuing this. And at some point, I think it's pretty obvious somebody got to him with something. I don't know what. Nobody does.
Did you hear?
He changed his mind.
I'm not sure if he said it Saturday or if it was Friday, but it was after our last chat, that Biden is proudly announcing he's going to let all the Trump tax cuts expire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who wants that?
Yeah, and he'll do that in his second term. I mean, that's always been baked into the cake. But they're set to expire next year anyway. I mean, when they were passed, they had a term. I can't remember of how many years that they would expire unless Congress renewed them. And same thing happened with the Bush tax cuts. If you remember, George W. Bush and the Republican Congress in 2002 or three got a series of tax cuts, pretty significant tax cuts enacted, and they had a 10-year time frame. And the Democratic Congress in 2011 or 2012, whatever year it was, under Barack Obama, allowed them to expire. And the same thing will happen with these unless there's a big sea change election this year to preserve them. And so, you know, if you re-elect Joe Biden, he'll veto, even if you elect a congressional majority in Congress, he'll veto any bill to extend those tax cuts. So that's what's at stake. Everybody, whether you understand it or not, got a tax cut under Trump, and it will go away under Biden.
So why don't the Republicans set him up to have to make that move? That they should, even with a slim majority, be able to pass a bill that says we're going to extend the tax cuts of Donald Trump, let Joe Biden reject it so they can tell people, look, this guy doesn't want to cut your taxes. They can't pick your pocket frequently enough for all their stupid...
Well, but they don't have a majority in the Senate.
Right, so, but put the Democrats there and Joe Biden in the position of having to reject it. Let them all be exposed. Right. But they just don't strategize.
But it's like the old proverb about if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it make a noise? If the Republican House passes a bill and sends it to the Senate and nobody in the news media reports it, does anyone know about it?
I am going... you talk about, does anybody hear it? Part of that is media amplification of those things, and the media is in lockstep in deciding what we're going to find out about and what we're not. But I just received a note that from a source, unconfirmed, that the Montgomery Advertiser is shutting down all Montgomery operations and moving out of state. That is significant, the death of the local paper. They may continue to publish, but they don't have to be here to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. The individual that gave me this information says their company does work for them, and they gave us the notice that they would be shutting down.
That's very sad. That's very sad.
I ride my bike early on Sunday mornings, and I think yesterday I saw two driveways that had a newspaper dropped off. New York Post, they still sell hundreds of thousands of actual print copies in addition to the online stuff. But the people that would buy and read newspapers here, I know many who either called us or I know personally from conversation cut their subscriptions because they got tired of the leftist slant on everything. It's all one. They only seem to be pandering to one market. That's all it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we still have not addressed our big story of the afternoon, that climate change is homophobic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do we have time to do that before commercial?
Well, we've got Brad McDonald joining us in a minute, and we have news. Can we schedule this for after the break?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Sure. Here's breaking news. We're going to start a break on time this afternoon. This doesn't happen often. David Blackman, please give your blog address so people can use the next couple of minutes to find you and support your work.
It's davidblackman.substack for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
I'm telling you, friends, one of the first things I see in my inbox every morning is his absurdities, and it is fun. You got to, you know, humor. It's hard to write humor while incorporating it into very serious stuff, but you do it brilliantly. And if you really want to get the scoop on what's happening with energy and how you're getting screwed there, this is the man. He spent his career in that industry. Back with David in just a minute. We'll hit the traffic dungeon next and then get a word from Brandt on the economy. Montgomery Men's Health is established for guys who are experiencing any number of symptoms that are actually quite common. But, you know, there's something about a situation, let's say, with erectile dysfunction I'm the only one this has ever happened to. It's actually quite common, and denying it or putting it off or being ashamed about it is a total waste of time and energy when you can call Montgomery Men's Health and get the situation fixed. It can happen for a wide variety of reasons. On top of that, pills often quit working, so guys start making excuses for not coming to bed, including a study that shows that men will deliberately become more irritable or argumentative before bed so they don't have to worry about failing at intimacy. That's pretty sad. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gains or loss of muscle mass or a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you just feel like you're going through the day in a fog. All of these can indicate low testosterone issues, and fixing that can be huge in combating these issues. In fact, it's now recommended as you age, a testosterone and PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine. Here's the solution. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. You get the test, the result, and a medical plan to fix it if the numbers aren't good. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that really do change lives, and men can get back higher energy, gains in the gym, mental clarity, even better sleep, faster metabolism, burn more fat, lose weight, and you'll even notice an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. So why wait to start feeling amazing again when you can do it by calling 334-440-3663. 334-440-3663, or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Traffic next, and then you.
Well, we're really busy all over Montgomery this afternoon. We got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85. Boulevards are busy, as well as Taylor Road, 231 outbound to Wetumpka. Picking up some traffic now, beginning to build a bit. No major problems that we're aware of at the moment. They were cleaning up an accident 65 northbound near Fairview. All of that's off on the right side of the road. They should have that out of here pretty soon. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine's built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th with LJ Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I believe we have Brandt McDonald getting ready to join us on line one. All right. Brandt, the man that we refer to as Mr. Right on the Money. How are you today?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing well. It's a nice, beautiful Monday. Interesting and nice to see the vast majority of markets in the green. I think a lot of this had to do with the fact that it appears that Iran and Israel are not going to go into a major war anytime soon. So we don't, you know, for the time being anyway, the rest of the world sort of views this as a little bit of a relief rally, I guess you could say. You know, crude oil prices down a little bit. You look at what's going on with the action in gold today. You look at the action in bond yields. And so there's this general sense of, like, relief. That at least for the moment anyway, that we don't have some huge war that's spreading through the Middle East. And so, as I said, I think it's a bit of a relief rally here. This is an interesting week because we get a ton of earnings this week, particularly out of the big names, some of these magnificent seven names. You think about companies like Google and Microsoft and, you know, Apple and NVIDIA and all these guys. We're getting those earnings this week. Thursday, we get the gross domestic product numbers, which I'm sure we'll get some kind of crazy revision there as well for the last quarter. And then on Friday is the big one. You know, that's the PCE index, which is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, as you all know. And so I think we're going to probably tread lightly the rest of this week. A little bit of sideways trading. It all depends on what happens with bond yields and the perceived next move from the Fed, which is going to be April 30th. So we'll be looking at that next week. So it's kind of a bang-bang play, back-to-back weeks. PCE this week, Fed meeting next week with a lot of earnings packed in between. So there'll be a fair amount to report on over the, I would say, the next 7 or 8 trading days.
All right, I was wondering. I saw that green this morning and said, what are they so happy about? But you always answer those questions for us, Brent. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, buddy. And listen, you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Have a great evening, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
All righty. You know, thinking about the beautiful afternoon, Earth Day, all those years ago, the first Earth Day, and I see today as a result. You know, it's just perfect outside. But that's not good enough for some. I don't get it. All right, we're going to wrap up the break. We have Rich's forecast, then back with David Blackman for our final segment already. It goes by too fast.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our way below normal temperatures continue, at least for now, with improvement later in the week. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially by afternoon. Comfortable, high 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Delrata Publix.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On our exploration of the idiocracy, who would be king of this group? Well, we have a nominee. Here's our risky click of the day.
Hi, it's your Earth pal, Al Gore. This Sunday is Earth Day, and when I'm doing my part to protect the planet, I like to sing a song. Hit it, maestro. Hey, planet, it is Earth Day. Plant some trees, cause it is Earth Day. We gon' pick up garbage, cause it's Earth Day. You know that we sure care a lot, cause it is Earth Day.
What the hell are you doing, Gar?
Dropping some knowledge while I save the planet. Holla! These trees need water. Time to make it rain all up in here. Yo, happy Earth Day, planet players.
Thankfully, Al Gore, David Blackman, has become somewhat invisible.
Yeah, isn't that nice? I mean, except when there's a WEF conference going on or the COP28. I guess this year will be COP29, you know. We pretty much don't hear from Al Gore the rest of the year, which is a true blessing.
I don't even know how the guy can show his face in public. That piece of propaganda he put out, a stupid, what was it, Free Willy something.
An inconvenient truth.
That's it. And everything he predicted in there has turned out to be a total case of Beazel Schmeas, to quote my
Carney. Yeah, completely false.
Unbelievable. Now, this is going to be heavy. I should play a disclaimer to make sure nobody's offended.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
David Blackman's going to explain to us something I missed in the news, that climate change is homophobic. I mean,
homophobic, yeah.
Pete Buttigieg got us, told us how roads could be racist, so why can't climate change be homophobic?
Well, I guess it can. These researchers at UCLA conducted a study, and it found that same-sex couples, households, disproportionately live in coastal areas, cities, and areas with poorer infrastructure and less access to resources, and thus are more vulnerable than other folks to the negative effects of climate change. Now,
I don't understand a word you just
said. This is, maybe the prime example I've ever seen of a study that was conducted by researchers at a university for the sole purpose of attracting a federal grant, okay? Because this is the biggest pile of horse manure I've ever read in my life. And the city of Houston is a great example. One of the more prosperous areas in Houston is the Montrose neighborhood, which has been traditionally for a long time the area in that has, been a high concentration of the gay population in that city, which is the second biggest gay population in America, behind, I think, San Francisco's. And it's a very, very prosperous part of the city. This is not a poor part of town with negative infrastructure. Same thing's true in Los Angeles, in the West Hollywood community of Los Angeles. Same thing, very upper middle class to upper class neighborhood. Same thing in San Francisco, in the areas, in the neighborhoods where, the gay population tends to be concentrated. These are not low-income parts of town. This study is abject nonsense. But it's appropriate for it to be there. It's no more ridiculous than the study we saw out of Indonesia just a month ago, conducted at a university there in Indonesia, that finds that climate change disproportionately affects the trans sex worker community.
Okay? Really? The trans, not just sex work, but specifically the trans.
The trans, yes. Yes.
How so?
I didn't even bother to read the details of that one. It's just too depressing to think about. But what we have a cottage industry here, folks, that was set up beginning in the early part of this century in the United States and the UK and Germany and other Western countries and it's intentionally set up in the government's grant programs for universities to focus their research work on climate change. And so any researcher at a university now who wants to obtain a government grant, the fastest and easiest way to do that is, regardless of what you're studying, if it's the mating habits of fruit flies, say, or mosquitoes, in Western Siberia, if you can add and its impacts from climate change to the back end of the title and include a section on how climate change has impacted the mating habits of mosquitoes or fruit flies in Western Siberia, you will receive a federal grant to fund your study. It's a near certainty, okay? So these folks, I don't know what their original intent for a study might have been, but if you relate it to climate change, you are certain to get government funding for it. And so that's what's happening there. It's just a never-ending array of stuff like this, and it's why you get the feeling, I think, I'm not alone in having the impression now, after all these years of this, that climate change is literally a god in our society now, a pagan god.
Yeah.
That affects everything, that drives everything, that causes everything. If it's the heartbreak of psoriasis or an aching knee or, you know, your toenails are too long, they grow to your hair grows too fast, that's all climate change. Somehow climate change is causing that. And the reason is your government.
Well, what's interesting here is that your garden variety sex worker, prostitute, unaffected. Only the trans,
yes.
Unbelievable.
It's really extraordinary. And the thing about this UCLA study that's so repugnant to me is folks who do live in low-income communities with substandard infrastructure,
right,
if you believe climate science in general, then you could believe that the impacts from climate change would disproportionately impact those real, very real people, okay? But you have to believe that every weather event is the result of climate change. And these are weather events that have happened for all of eternity. We've had hurricanes for millions and millions of years that impact the Gulf Coast. And when a hurricane came through, when Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans, the hardest hit part of the city of New Orleans was the Ninth Ward.
Right.
Or the 11th Ward. Ninth Ward or 11th? Ninth Ward.
Ninth Ward.
Ninth Ward. Well, why was it the hardest hit? Because all these poor folks living there, most of them African American, live in a part of that city that is 9 feet below sea level.
The first time I saw it, David, driving down Interstate 10, this is after Katrina, I looked.
Yeah.
I said, who was the genius that decided to put people in a cereal bowl next to two enormous right. bodies of water? It should have never been done, knowing that hurricanes are likely in that neck of the woods.
But it was only enabled by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who built those levees starting back in the 1910s, and built those levees around that part of the city of New Orleans to keep it dry, and that enabled all those folks to move in to that part of the town that has very substandard infrastructure, very substandard roads and city services. And, you know, generations of the same families have made their lives in that below sea level part of New Orleans.
Right.
And so when the levees failed, that part of the city flooded first.
You know, if you just bring up the Ninth Ward, I'm still curious. There was some kind of class action lawsuit filed against Brad Pitt for the crap houses he built there so we could get lots of feel-good publicity. I wonder how those ultimately worked out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to go take a look and see if I can find that. I remember that happening. Fats Domino's home. I was working for Shell Oil Company in the wake of Katrina, and we toured that part of the city several months after Katrina came through, and the devastation was just heartbreaking.
Mind-boggling.
And mind-boggling. It was just like an atomic bomb had gone off in that part of the city. You know, and so those folks, you know, if you really believe Katrina was caused by climate change, even though it, you know, I mean, it's certainly not an unprecedented storm by any means, then, yeah, you know, those folks living in that part of that city were disproportionately affected, for sure.
By the way, Corinne Jean-Pierre is having a rant on TV about the jokes being made about Joe's uncle and cannibalism. We're going to take a call. And David, I just received a note from one of my great virtual producers, Mark Cumby. Blacks for Trump has released a song saying Donald Trump is the first black president. I'd like to give that a preview while you're on with me.
So, oh, let's go.
But right now we're going to go straight to Eric the dog. What you got?
Hey, since we're not shipping people to specific parts of the country based on their sexual preferences, isn't it fair to say that they're causing the climate change in those areas?
That's a question for a bigger mind than I've got.
Well, I didn't ask you. I was asking Dave.
Oh, I should have just assumed. Yes, if you're calling with an intelligent question, I'll just answer the phone and you go straight to David.
The odds of me having an intelligent question are very slim to none. So don't concern yourself with it too much. I like to poke at you, Greg. It's fine. But in all seriousness, it's all about how you interpret the data, right?
Of course, and you can manipulate it 1,000 ways.
Yes,
we do that in the media, TV and radio with ratings. You may not like the number you got, the big number, the first number, but if you dig, you can come up with 1,000 things there are to celebrate. That's just the way it is. And if you're manipulating numbers to come to a specific point that climate change is impacting trans sex workers, not trans convenience store workers, trans sex workers disproportionately, that's what you do.
The concrete gets hot, Greg, in them high heels when you ain't used to them, I reckon.
I wouldn't know.
Yep. I don't know.
I only wore high heels one time, and that was on a boat.
What? A dumbass.
I felt like one, but it was for a bit.
You got the calves for it.
You've been looking. Thank you for the call.
No, that's a great point about the ability to manipulate data, okay, because all of climate science, every bit of it, is based on computer models and studies, statistical modeling studies. That you know, you can manipulate the outcome however you want to manipulate it by manipulating the inputs to the model, okay? And so, I mean, any of these researchers can reach any conclusion they want to reach simply by manipulating the inputs into the models. Mm-hmm. And all of climate science is based almost solely on these modeling operations and not on actual observed outcomes. And so when Al Gore in that movie in 2006 predicted all those things like the Arctic being free of ice by 2013, by the way, the Arctic ice extent today is basically unchanged since 1980.
Right.
You know, or that the Maldives would be underwater. And by the way, we're building 5 new airstrips on the Maldives Islands for vacationers. Right. They're not underwater. You know, he made all these wild predictions, the end of snow, all these things. None of it's come about, and nobody ever talks about that.
Right.
Nobody ever tells you that literally everything he said would happen within 10 years in that film did not happen.
Maybe the shame finally got to him, and he's decided to keep his mouth shut. As long as we're digging deep on media, let's go to the NPR CEO's resume. And the notion, Tucker Carlson brought this up, that it reads like that of a CIA operative?
It truly does. It wasn't Tucker Carlson. There was a guy on Twitter who tweeted out her resume on Saturday, and I took a look at it and went through it. And this woman is just 41 years old, and she has a resume that looks like she was on the fast track program to become a CIA operative.
Really?
She has degrees from American University, which is a well-known feeder school for the U.S. intelligence community, and from New York University, which is also a well-known feeder school, along with Yale and Harvard, into the U.S. intelligence community. She was the CEO for Wikipedia before she got the NPR job.
Well, there's a source for the truth.
Yeah,
and the CIA, as Mark Gruber has detailed in his podcast repeatedly, has an entire section of officers dedicated to monitoring, editing, and writing entries for Wikipedia. It's well known. It's not a secret. She is a what What is she, a fellow of some sort at the Atlantic Council, which is an undisguised CIA front organization? Seven Farmers, director of the CIA, serve on its board.
Wow.
She's also a senior fellow at the Council for Foreign Relations, another undisguised CIA front organization. And it just goes on and on and on. This resume is a foot long, and she's 41 years old. It's just unbelievable. Every step along the way is like she's just been trained to be an effective CIA operative, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know why. It's like, why does RFK Jr. have a CIA operative running his presidential campaign?
Yeah.
Why is the new CEO for NPR, a taxpayer-funded media operation, a pretty obvious CIA operative? I mean, it's really the only reasonable conclusion you can reach by looking at her resume.
As soon as we're done with the show today, I'm going to write a grant request because I want to study the impact of the show on local trans sex workers here in my
country. Well, there you go.
Now, so much of everything that we have discussed today, including the back-asswards policies that most Democrats just can't hug enough. They don't want to live by them. They just want to let you know that they believe in this. Reeks of communism and Marxism.
Oh, yes.
Yet, it's actually being implemented now in California through utility rates. Explain what's going on there, please.
Yeah, so first week in May, they're implementing a new system in which utility rates will be charged on a progressive basis like the tax code. So the higher your income, the higher your rate per kilowatt hour is going to be on your utility bill. They'll be the first state in the country to go to this kind of system. And, you know, the obvious goal is to extract more and more money from wealthier and wealthier people as you go up the chain. And their contention is what will happen is that the very ultra wealthy people in California will respond to that by cutting their carbon footprint and cutting back on the power they use in their homes. And anybody who really believes that, I want you to give me a call at 1-800 you're a sucker.
Yeah.
So I can talk to you about some oceanfront property in Arizona. That is not going to happen. The ultra wealthy people don't even see their own utility bills. Okay?
You're right. Yeah.
They have staff to pay those bills for them. They, you know, the thought that they're going to, you know, turn up the air conditioner a degree because they're paying 10% higher rate than, you know, the next income bracket below them is utterly absurd.
Let's finish our visit today I've got to play this. It's only 25 seconds, this clip from Blacks for Trump.
Black MAGA, Black MAGA, Black MAGA, Black MAGA, Black MAGA, Black MAGA, Black MAGA. Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Donald Trump, the first black president. Ever seen a black patriot? Yeah, we exist. The Democrats use my color just to stay rich. Indict my president, you might as well indict me too. Call me your Uncle Tom, but really what Obama knew. Not a damn thing, Trump was just that Chick-fil-A.
Well, I mean, I think we'll see more of this because, as we saw when he went to Harlem, there are people that love him.
Yes, absolutely.
And many are waking up to the fact that he actually cared more about them and did more for them directly than all the hot air coming out of Joe Biden. You know, the whole idea that, well, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Oh, my God.
Right. There are
Go ahead, Rosie.
There are more and more young black podcasters who are podcasting about Trump and voting for Trump.
Yet, on the other hand, we'll wrap with this, sadly, the Daily Show is running a promo. And the first thing is always some kind of Trump joke about the color of his face. He looks like he washes with a cloth that was used to clean up a homemade chili. And it's so sick. It's not funny. Stop. You're killing your show with this one topic humor. Man, the time goes by fast with you, David. We so appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, man, thank you. This